I am going to be an uncle. My brother is having a baby. Well, my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, is having a baby. We've known now for whatever length it is. It's gonna arrive springtime-ish, smack dab in the middle of spring, apparently. And that means I'm going to be an uncle. And I feel this weird sensation about it. I mean, just, you know, certainly wonderful, excited for my brother as a new child, a new being to learn all the ways, happy, healthy, that whole thing. But then I was just thinking about, like, the particulars, the dynamics of having to be an uncle. I've never been one before. And it's one of those things that seems to be thrusted upon you. Like, I didn't ask to be an uncle. I don't think it's an option. You know what I mean? Nobody discussed it with me. Certainly, this parenthood, there was some sort of decision-making going on. They wanted to start a life. They wanted to blah, blah, blah. Nobody said, hey, do you want to be an uncle? Are you ready to be an uncle? Because I certainly know I do not want to have a child. I'm not ready to be a father. I always say, like, let me figure out how to take care of myself first before I ever put that on somebody else and take them under my wing. But now I'm going to be an uncle. And I'm like, what does that entail? I mean, I really missed the window in terms of the success of my alleged career. There was a point where I thought, oh, by now I could be the really, you know, eccentric, loaded uncle. And it's a famous one. My uncle is right. It's not that. This kid is not going to go to school and say, this is who my uncle is. I feel like this is the uncle you don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? The wacky uncle to me sometimes comes with a lot. It's like half father, half brother. You know, it's somewhere in the middle where it could be a bunch of different things and could go a lot of different ways. And I'm not the only uncle. She has two brothers. So there's going to be two other uncles. And I feel like I'm going to fall in the uncle hierarchy. I mean, I don't want to say I'm going to fall last, because I do not want to victimize myself as an uncle. I feel like I'm just going to be off in left field. There's going to be those two normal uncles. They do normal uncle things. And then this fucking guy, we're not really sure what to do with him. I don't think I'm going to be the godfather. And I'm okay with that. That's a thing where you go, oh, is this something you want to do? Can you handle the responsibility of looking after this child? Should the parents die? Should there be an orphan Annie situation? Are you prepared to be the daddy Warbucks? I do not think I will be that. And that's fine. But I take great responsibility in having to be an uncle, because I have one direct uncle. Usually there's also like a bunch of older cousins we just call uncle. They're like second cousins, whatever. So it's like I have eight uncles, but I have one real uncle. My uncle is also my godfather. I look up to him a lot. He's helped me out. He's helped my whole family out, you know, tremendously. I have a very good relationship with him. I look up to the man. And I go, is this kid is going to look up to me? To do what? Talk about Paul Lind? Is that what I have to offer? I feel like this is going to be, I may end up being the uncle who lives in their basement, you know? He plays pool all day. And he talked about how he used to be friends with Danhausen. That's who your uncle is. Maybe I'm like the whack. There's no way that I'm going to be this stern uncle. I must have to be the fun uncle, right? Because the other two are like, you know, they got their shit together. I think I have all these voices. I have all these songs. I like to do, you know, fun childish things. I mean, I still have all these action figures. Like, I have to be. I would like the child to come to my place and say, oh, I want to, what the hell is an N64? And why are there so many pictures of Paul Lind? I must be the Funkle. That's my role now. So now I got to figure out, but the other thing is, like, I don't have that much fun. I don't think so. I mean, I do stuff I enjoy, but I largely complain about it. I don't know if I have fun complaining about it or not. But now I have to, you can't you know, thrust that onto a child, onto a baby. You can't do that. I have to figure out how to have a genuine fun before it's too late. I got what? February, March, April? I got like 3.5 months to figure out how to have fun and to figure out what to... And also, though, I got to start with baby fun because I can't just take the kid to Disney, you know? Can't go to Dave and Buster's and say, hey, infant, let's shoot hoops. I can't do that. I can't play the video games or anything. I got to start with high voice, high-pitched voice, right? Usually, I think younger children are confused by me because I seem to have a general mix of traditionally masculine and feminine features at the same time, and they're just confused the same way that they're often confused by clowns. Like, there's too many stimuli happening at once. So maybe I'll have to change my look. Maybe this is why uncles have mustaches, to distinguish for the infant who they are. And am I going to have to tone down my outfits? Am I going to have to dress up for the baby? And then, you know, I'm going to have to figure out like a tickling thing, like a thing we do, like a peekaboo, like, oh, that's the uncle who does this. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I could be that. Oh, Uncle Blah, Blah. But they can call me Uncle RJ. Uncle Arj. Unc. Funkel. I can only be Funkel for so long. You can only be Funkel until they're like 8. You know, that's something that has a time limit on it. And, you know, songs. I know songs. I know public domain songs. That's good. I can help sing songs if they want VHSs, if they want to go, oh my God, what's a fun short YouTube video to watch? And I can go, oh my God, this is great. I have all these old Sesame Street clips. And then when you're older, I have videos and podcasts analyzing said clips that you can listen to. Maybe that's good. When I was very, very young, I guess between the ages of 0 and 3, my grandmother made me a tape. She made me a tape. She had like a tape recorder. The only way you could record was to hit play and record at the same time, rendering the record button mute, by the way, is a little ridiculous. You press record, nothing happens. You press play and record, then it's not really the record button. I meant moot, not mute. And she sang all these songs. Let the ball roll, let the ball roll. That one. Seesaw, knock at the door, who's there, grandpa? And then she also read books like Three Little Pigs and I don't know what else. And this was all on this one tape. And it was, what a sweet gift. She sat at her dining room table. We have a video of her making it for me. And then there's videos, childhood videos of me playing, being a baby with the tape in the background. And invariably, being the destructive child I was, I got the tape in my hands and I pulled all the actual tape out of it and I effectively ruined the tape. So maybe in tribute to my grandmother, I can't even make a tape. You can't make a tape for the kid. What am I gonna do, a Spotify playlist? I'm gonna link this podcast and say, hey, here, kid, this is what I was going through before you were born. So you know what? If I'm not that much of a Funkle right now, I had a lot of shit to deal with before you even fucking got here. So how dare you push me around and look at you in the lap of luxury of multiple uncles? When I was your age, I had one uncle and I still have it. You, oh, what uncle should I choose today? You are eating from a smorgasbord of uncles. And you ought to be A, ashamed of yourself, and B, a lot more grateful for this Funkle, because I also happen to have uncle anxiety. This has been More Content with RJ City.